this is Ophira Eisberg, and you are listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. This is our road tripping edition, and I'm joined by our house musician Jonathan Colton and our puzzle editor Art Chung.
So, Ophira, halfway through any road trip is usually the time I start making up dumb games to play.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because you have to keep yourself occupied.
It gets very boring. We used to play a game called the Alphabet Game, which was spotting all of the letters in the alphabet in order.
Oh, like in license plates and on
wherever
signs?
Wherever you
and
see
stuff?
Letters.
It's a complicated
game.
When did you get stuck? At the Q or the Z?
Q is the worst. Headquarters. You always look for the word headquarters because you get Q-R-S-T-U very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going to get that X?
Exit. That's easy.
Wait,
right, of course.
That sounds like an easy version of the game. Like anywhere you see the letter. I thought you had to start with it.
Don't squash his personal story, Arch.
I'm just saying, it seems like an easy game.
Well, what do you do in the car?
I take license plate numbers and I factor them.
Oy.
Oh.
We asked the members of the band Lake Street Dive, who are on as our very important puzzlers, how they keep themselves occupied on long car trips. And they presented a game that doesn't really work very well on the radio.
But let's welcome our very important puzzlers from the band Lake Street Dive, Rachel Price, McDuck, Bridget Kearney, and Mike Calabrese. Welcome to the show, my friends. So, Rachel, you guys are on tour, having a good time. Do you guys play games in the tour bus?
Yes. The current game is called Guess Butt.
Guess Butt.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it already.
The one person lies face down. and you put various objects unknown to them just on their butt in any way possible. And they have to use their butt to guess what the object is. I came up with that game myself.
That's amazing. Who is the reigning champion?
I once guessed a table, maybe once.
A table?
I feel like Michael Calabrese, our drummer, is the reigning champion.
No. I'm the worst. I always think it's a bag of socks. That's the only thing I can think of, no matter what it is.
He thought a guitar was a bag of socks. Yeah, you're right. In fact, no one's good at it. So.
It's hard.
You met in jazz school, right? In the New England Conservatory of Music?
Correct.
Were you in a jazz band? Did you guys come together and say, let's play jazz?
No, actually, we came together and McDuck said, let's play...
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. It wasn't jazz.
We were trying... Guess Butt is what I said.
I feel like... People describe the music you're putting out a lot of different ways. Vintage pop meets rockabilly, swing, soul, Motown. Bridget, how do you describe, like if someone's like, what kind of music do you play? What do you say?
We put it in like soul pop category generally.
Soul pop.
Yeah. But I don't know. We try not to limit ourselves to either of those.
Okay, guys, I'm excited you're bringing your diverse musical talents to this next game. So let's chat with our lucky contestant. Please welcome Pamela Vachon.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, you see what's going on.
Yes, they're all blowing up balloons, so that's terrifying.
Isn't it? So, Pamela, this is not your first time in the same room as Lake Street Dive.
No. In fact, just last week, I took a bus to and from Boston in the same day to see your songwriting workshop at New England Conservatory. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you answered
good
my question
you,
about
kid.
Literal songwriting.
That's right.
Exactly.
Good to see you.
How about that?
That is so great.
Thank you.
So it was a good workshop. You enjoyed it.
It was great. Yeah, it's going to come in really handy when I start my Lake Street Dive tribute band, which is going to be called Fake Street Dive. Copyright.
Well, this game is called My Beautiful Balloon.
Okay.
It turns out the band has a hidden talent. Rachel, I'll let you share the good news.
I'm so sorry about this game you're about to play. This was pre-Guess Butt. This was one of the first band games we like to play. We're gonna play a song for you on these balloons, and you
naturally
have to guess what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty recognizable, and otherwise, yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
Oh.
Coachella.
We Will Rock You by yeah. Queen.
That's it.
Same
Thank
range
you for the
as
drums.
Freddie Mercury.
That was very
yeah,
helpful.
Yeah, yeah. Just providing some context.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Indeed.
Okay.
'Twas originally written for the balloon, I believe.
it sounded like Tom Petty, truthfully.
I love the idea of somebody driving in their car and they're like, I wonder what's on public radio right now.
Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Yeah! Very good.
Woo.
Pamela, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You won.
Thank you.
You get a prize in honor of your new album, Bad Self Portraits. Lake Street Dive has agreed to take a selfie with you.
Oh my God, great.
Taking still lives, I'm taking bad self-portraits of an only girl. Sad self-portraits, oh, of a lonely woman. Ooh. Ooh.
You know what my favorite game to play in the car is? I like to pretend I live in a world where the only things you can eat are beef jerky and drink cream soda, and that's good for you.
Yeah, you get pretty far in that. It would be interesting to see how long you could stay alive eating only food purchased at gas stations.
Oh, I love gas station food. Mojos. Do you know what mojos are?
No, what is a mojo?
Yeah, you'll find out.
Gas station candy.
Up.
It's good.
That's how I entertain myself. Beef jerky and cream soda. I'm not factoring license plates. But we have played some hard games on this show, like this next one.
Yeah, that's right. This was one of our challenging quizzes. We asked our contestants to combine the names of famous people with country names, and they did not so great.
Ophira leads this next game, and it's called International Doppelgangers.
On stage right now, we have Kim Roth and Ryan Hyde. Kim, do you ever have people telling you that you look like a certain celebrity?
I've had Kate Winslet twice, but I see it at not at all.
Kate Winslet
not
twice?
At all.
I can kind of see that.
No.
Yes. Yes. Ryan, how about you? Have been told anyone that you look like?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. I know. It is striking.
You can see it.
Yeah, it's the eyes. So this game is called International Doppelgangers. So there are plenty of celebrities who are known throughout the world, but you might be surprised to learn that some countries have their own versions of these well-known personalities. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how about an example?
Did you know that in Buenos Aires, there's a very funny actress and writer who had a hit TV show called 30 Rock? Her name's Argentina Faye.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Stick with me, contestants. I'm walking you through this. So in this game, you're going to combine the name of a country with the name of a celebrity, okay? And the big hint here is that the country is always going to go first.
Our radio audience can't see it, but these contestants look very confident right now.
Let's play. To be or not to be a porn star, asked this actor in his breakout role in Boogie Scandinavian Nights. You can do it. We'll talk it through together. Kim.
Denmark Wahlberg.
Exactly correct.
Denmark Wahlberg. All right.
This celebrity lookalike hails from the Andes Mountain and is a real drag queen. Kim.
Peru Paul.
All right, I was trying to come up with what Peru Paul's imaginary catchphrase would be. What do you think of Machu Picchu too much? No? How about at the end of Drag Race in Peru, Paul, he would be, I'm sorry, you have to go alpaca your bags. No? I only have 40 more. This actor has portrayed everyone from Oscar Schindler to a Jedi Knight and can trace his lineage all the way back to Genghis Khan.
He's in Ulaanbaatar, somewhere between Russia and China.
Kim.
Mongoliam Neeson?
Yes!
This pop diva from a four-letter Central African nation was proud that her British doppelganger was rolling in the deep.
The nation sort of sounds like a man's name, four-letter man's name. Rolling in the deep.
Rolling in the deep. Ryan.
Chad Dell.
You got it. This is your last clue.
Okay.
I know. Get excited. You've got a friend in this Persian songster who is also a favorite of his nation's short people. Persian songster.
He wrote a lot of movie songs.
That is a darn good hint.
Toy Story 3.
That's not how the songs go.
It's Kim.
Randy Newman
is right.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
You know, they scored some decent points,
there
I gotta say,
points.
But Kim did better. Kim wins the game. Way to go, Kim.
There yet? Actually, I know the answer to that. We are in our final stretch.
We are almost there, and we're going to end this trip the way we usually do with our Ask Me One More final round. These are contestants from other shows, so the voices are going to be a little different, so please do not write me. Do not panic.
Do not panic.
These are just normal human beings. Our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, leads our final round.
This final round is called State of Mind. In this game, all of the answers will contain the name of a U.S. state. For example, if I said Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein worked for this newspaper, you would say The Washington Post. Now, we're playing spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You'll only have a few seconds to give us the answer. Last person standing is our grand winner. Remember, all of the answers contain the name of a U.S. state, and if it helps, we've only used each state once in the game. Here we go. Amy. This muddy body of water has its origins in Minnesota and ends in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Mississippi River?
Yes, that's right. Jocelyn, it's what the K in the fast food chain KFC used to stand for.
Kentucky.
That's right. Denise, Miley Cyrus was the star of this long-running Disney TV show. 3 seconds. Step aside, Denise. Let's see if Michael knows the answer to this.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana is correct. Thank you for playing, Denise. Thomas. It was the gigantic land acquisition made by Thomas Jefferson in 1803.
The Louisiana Purchase.
That's correct. Amy. The original version of this tropical cop show starred Jack Lord.
Hawaii Five-0.
Yes. Jocelyn. Nicole Kidman won an Oscar for The Hours, portraying this English novelist.
Virginia Woolf.
Yes. Michael, this song was written for Liza Minnelli, but it became Frank Sinatra's last top 40 hit.
On New York, New York.
That's it. That's where we are. Thomas, this classic educational computer game casts you as the leader of a wagon train heading west. 3 seconds. Thomas.
California Rush.
No, not California Rush. Let's see if Amy knows the answer to this.
Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail is correct. Thank you for playing, Thomas. Jocelyn, this Mark Twain novel involves a New Englander who travels back to the Middle Ages.
Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court?
Correct. Michael, Tijuana, Ensenada, and Mexicali are all cities in this Mexican state bordering the Pacific Ocean.
Baja California.
Baja California is right, CC. Amy, according to the theme song of the Beverly Hillbillies, it's a slang term for oil.
Texas tea.
That's right. Jocelyn, this battleship exploded in Havana Harbor, helping to trigger the Spanish-American War.
The Indiana?
No, not Indiana. Let's see if Michael knows what it is.
The USS Maine?
The Maine. He remembered the Maine. Yes, Michael. Way to go. Thank you for playing, Jocelyn. Amy, the capital of this former Soviet republic is Tbilisi. 3 seconds.
I have no idea.
Let's see if Michael knows it.
Georgia.
Georgia is correct. Thank you for playing, Amy. That makes Michael our grand winner. Congratulations.
That's our show. Thank you so much for playing. Check out our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look for NPR Ask Me Another. Come see us live. Go to amatickets.org. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, his name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Thou Jolt a Cannon.
With additional puzzle writing by Greg DiCostanzo, Matt Foster, Josiah Madigan, Jim Newman, and senior writer Karen Laurie. Ask Me Another is produced by Danny Shin.
And his inns.
Lena Mazitzis.
LA is Minizitz.
Mike Katziff.
Me Tika Fez.
Annabelle Bacon.
An ABBA clone.
And Mackenzie Austin.
Ask Me Auntie Zink.
Along with Anya Grunman.
A damn angry nun.
Our executive producer is Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.